What's up, everybody, and welcome to Rantpocalypse Talks Outcast. That's right, Cinemax's super creepy, sometimes a little bit slow, but still badass and awesome TV show. I'm Justin.
Don't be mean like that. You should not be mean. It's just always super creepy. And speaking of super creepy, I'm Kelly. I don't know why. We are a great mother and son duo. We like to talk about creepy shows. That's our thing.
Yes, we do. We talk about The Walking Dead. We talk about Outcast. We talk about The Strain coming up here in a couple of weeks. Fear the Walking Dead. Lots and lots of creepy TV shows. We are here to react and watch and sort of predict some things that might happen in Outcast Episode 9 because we're going to watch the ever so quick 30-second teaser trailer. We are in the home stretch because we're going to be taking a look at the Episode 9 trailer, which is entitled Close to Home. And in this episode, Kyle searches for Allison. Megan is rocked by surprising news, which I don't know what the hell else could be surprising news for her. Good God. It's about time they get a break.
Yeah, everything has been pretty surprising and horrible. So,
and to make matters worse in this episode, Anderson, old Rev, makes a bad situation worse. I think that could be the synopsis for the past three episodes for the Rev.
Actually, the entire season for him.
Yeah, that's very true.
It's been really rough for him.
It has been very rough. Before it's all said and done, before the season finale credits roll, the Rev is going to just fuck up some more shit because that's what the Rev does.
I hate to say this, but he is the resident fuck up. All this time, you know, I thought it was going to be Kyle.
Yeah,
it's not.
It is not. So let's get to this teaser trailer.
I don't have many friends left. All I can do now is rely on those that still believe in my work.
I'm already desperate.
I have a new job for you.
Sydney says it's not too late to stop it.
It was ever.
I hate that
time
kid.
To break the rules.
I know. Fuck him.
This is it.
Oh shit. Megan's already breaking more glass. Oh, the Rev's gonna give him a beatdown though.
Have any idea what you have done? Inviting the devil into God's house.
Ooh.
Did
Megan cut herself?
That's what it looked like to me. It looked like Megan was cutting her hand at the end of the episode. Dang.
Mm.
You know, because she's always out there hitting those glasses and everything,
right.
You know, taking out aggression.
She looked like she was doing it on purpose, though, to me. She had that shard of glass in her hand, and I thought it looked like she was, you know, she went for
herself.
For her palm. I need to watch those about 50 times until I can actually see what's going on. I don't have not a fart's hope in hell of actually knowing what's going on.
Farts don't have hope in hell? What are you trying to tell me right now?
Well, I'm just thinking individual farts don't, because I feel like hell is going to smell just like a big old pile of poo. So
yeah, you know. So they've got to come together and be a collective group
right.
of farts to have
right.
any sort of impression on hell is what you're saying.
Yes, and my individual little fart, you won't even tell it's coming.
Yeah, from. Yeah, exactly.
So.
It's SPD, I'm sure. On Megan with the glass in her hand, I feel like that might be some sort of sleight of camera trick on us. Maybe she did get cut. Maybe that is her indeed bleeding. But the way that they you know shot this trailer or cut this trailer, it looks like she's slicing her own hand. But maybe you know she comes down, she smashes one of those glass vases or whatever, glass cubs, and it pops back up, you know, one of the little shards, and it gets her in the hand, and she's like pulling it out. That's what I'm thinking. There was a couple things that I did notice in the trailer. There wasn't as much in this one that I noticed as the past couple of trailers.
I know. It seems like there was even less in this 20 seconds than normal.
That's for sure. They definitely go by quick. I mean, they're just like The Walking Dead with their little jump cuts and everything. So it is hard to glean any info. But it does look like the Rev is enlisting Maul's the Smoker. So if you're a Walking Dead fan, it looks like Maul's is getting some more airtime. So that's
good.
Man,
he is digging deep if he's going to her, because it just was so funny because they're, I guess, in a grocery store parking lot, and he's like, you know, I'm trying to find some of the last remaining friends that I have, and I'm looking and thinking, how is this woman gonna help you?
Yeah, I can't see Maul's helping you out so much. I mean, she didn't do shit last episode. Whenever he got fired, she just sat there the entire time. So
didn't she cry? She was the one that was crying.
She does seem to like the Rev.
Yes.
She always comes in whenever he's having his poker games with his buddies.
She's
whenever,
the stripper.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's very true. Yeah, Maul's the stripper.
Uh-huh.
Man,
uh-huh.
That's some exciting news right there. A lot going down stripping wise in Rome, West Virginia. You know, the Revs enlisting Malls, the smoker, I do not know her name on the actual show. It looks like Sydney is enlisting Kat to do something. I'm not 100% certain. The only thing I can think of is undermining the Rev even more. But maybe they're going to, you know, throw us for a twist or something with Kat. But it does look like Sydney's going to be enlisting her to help out. For what? I do not know. Aaron looks like he's about to get his ass beat by the Reverend.
I'm happy to see that. And I'd be super pissed at that kid if I was him, because all he's done is stir shit. As you say, he tries to cock block his mom.
So, cock block.
So, yeah, the kid's a punk.
He is a punk. I caught it really quickly. At first, I thought the Rev was fighting Ogden, but it looks like he's actually fighting the Deacon from last episode that fired the Rev, or at least I don't know what he technically is, but maybe he's
he was the chairman of the Deacons, I think is what.
Okay, yeah, I couldn't remember exactly what he was, but it looks like the Rev's about to throw down with him in this episode, so that's not good. That's not going to get your job back.
He fights with everyone, so it just doesn't matter. If Maul's the smoker crosstalks him, you know, he's going to be punching her out too.
Yeah, he's going to throw her a left and a right and a Mike Tyson uppercut really quickly, yeah, I think. Uh-huh. And then, yeah, what the fuck's going on with Megan? It looks like she's terribly distraught in this episode. I mean, I know that Kyle is going after Allison for sure. And he opened another closet door with what seemed to be another one of those freaking paintings or, you know, drawings and everything.
They're everywhere.
Maybe that's Amber doing that at his house. Maybe that's where he was opening that up because, you know, Amber is at his house now. So maybe Amber's actually possessed. Looks like we're going to have to find out on Friday for episode 9. I'm excited.
Okay. Do you have any predictions?
Predictions? Amber's possessed. Okay. That's my prediction
All right. My prediction is Kyle is pregnant. So...
Kyle's pregnant, Amber's possessed. Who knocked up Kyle? The Rev.
There you go. It'll happen if we say it enough times.
That's very true. We want to know what your predictions are for episode 9 of Outcast entitled Closer to Home. No, Close to Home. Not the ER, but just Close to Home. Or yes, with the E, but not without the R. There you go. Yes, I can spell good.
Real good.
So yeah, we want to know your thoughts. Let us know in the comment box down below, or you can email us. It's rantpocalypse@gmail.com. It looks like episode 9 is going to be a humdinger of an episode. I'm excited for it. I'm excited for the finale. I just want to find out what's going to happen, what's going to go down as the season winds down for Outcast. It's been a whole lot of fun journeying with these characters. So let us know all your thoughts on Outcast, and we thank you so much for joining us as we chit-chatted about the show.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.